Welcome to Season 2 of Flarehead's Economic Development Podcast. Today we're going to kick off a series of three episodes where I sit down with Ken Stapleton of Ken Stapleton & Associates. Ken's a frequent collaborator of ours here at Business Flare. We've worked on many projects together, and we have a lot of interesting conversations about anything and everything economic development. And that's what we have here. Leads us into safety and place branding and how people think about a place, which is important and relevant to even the things happening in Miami. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal a week or two ago called Miami's Gold Rush about all of the corporate relocations and the things happening in Miami. And a lot of it is about attitude, both attitude here in Florida and in Miami, and also attitude, I guess, bad attitudes up in some of the places some of these companies are coming from, and the most recent announcement being Citadel. We talk a lot about places that people want to be and their own individual preferences. So with that, we're going to jump right into it. I hope you enjoy it.
Because I said, look, I always explain that at the end of the day, all the data can make sense. You do your due diligence. You know, you're buying a home, you're looking at where's the A schools, what's the crime rate, what's all of this. You're going to invest your money for dinner that night. You're looking at Yelp, you're looking at the ratings, you're all of that.
Your money and time.
But at the end of the day, before you make your final decision on that house or that school or whatever, it's a gut check. It's everything can make all the sense, but right. When you get there, if you're not feeling it, you're not feeling it. When you get to the restaurant...
Yeah.
And there's the vagrant. Or there's the whatever it might be. There's the data doesn't matter anymore. And so that's that. And so it was, but basically, and to me, what is part of that gut check is safety. So, which is our next piece, because safety is not, but when it comes to economic development, but it's part of my thinking here is because it's not what's the crime rate.
Oh, absolutely not.
It's, those perceptions. It's
historical brand,
feel.
Right? It's what you see when you're there. It's you thinking about your whole travel path. And if I'm going to dinner, what's it going to be like when I get back from dinner? It's thinking about whether or not there's parking that I feel comfortable in before I get to the restaurant. And what I always like to say is, before we make these kinds of decisions about where to spend our time, spend and invest our time and money, we always have to make a judgment about the place. Right? So the first decision in the decision tree is which downtown or neighborhood am I feeling comfortable enough in? And lots of them get excluded because they're not safe enough for someone in the party, right? And we know that the research is really clear that there are differences between how men and women feel about places. There are differences between how young people and older people feel about places, even some racial, but a lot of it's also about familiarity with either the particular place or the kind of place. And all of those can be a no in the decision tree about the place we're going to go and spend our time, whatever it is we're planning on doing. If we're planning on going to dinner or the theater or just shopping or whatever else it is, all those decisions about am I going to Marshall's or TJ's or Bell Harbor Shops are preceded somewhere in our mind, in our psyche, about is it safe enough for me to go there?
Right.
Right. And certainly when you're thinking about which neighborhood to live in, I just don't like that neighborhood is code for I don't feel safe enough in that neighborhood.
Right.
And a lot of cases.
Well, and so from then, as I was putting this together, it was those places in that led to safety. And then where you're going kind of takes me further from you're talking about your path, your comfort in a place. And now you're talking about a neighborhood even bigger. That takes me to, that's what then led me to the Miami's Gold Rush article in the Wall Street Journal, because it's, you take it even further and look at what Ken Griffin said about leaving Chicago. And then you combine that with Miami attitude. But it's the safety thing. It's
partly the safety thing, and I think
here's I thought that high level, that 50,000 foot level, I think these CEOs are saying, I don't see it getting better.
Well, and that's why I take that's why I safety is something that with these communities, just like Starbucks closing in Philly and DC and Seattle and Portland and but that's where it goes from safety into what you're saying and why Miami, where it goes beyond safety and into attitude. Because when you watch the mayor of Chicago speak, it's a bad attitude when it comes to in business and investment.
Right.
When you watch the mayor of Miami speak, it's a very different attitude. Maybe it's over the top, which is kind of the point of the article. But
we're taking care of the kind of place that you can be a successful business. And part of that is we want to make sure that your talent that you have now and that you want to attract is going to find this place, the kind of place they want to be in, and that it's on an upward trajectory, not a downward trajectory. Right.
Right. And but then you've got to take that. And I think that, in the Wall Street Journal article, I think it's, but how do you make it? How do you take these little exciting things that make a real place out of them?
Sure.
And talent's part of that conversation. And your talent will be there if there's a place that your talent wants to be. And so
even more so now than before.
Especially now.
Right.
That's right. And so to me, it's important when you're it changes the affordable and workforce housing discussion, because it always seems to go there when it doesn't have to, at least not for all of the talent. Right. And that's what we found in Martin County was they didn't have workforce housing, but it turned out it wasn't a problem because the workforce was still coming because they had a place they wanted to be and they wanted to work. And it turned out, okay, there's a transportation issue when it comes especially to Indian Town work residents who are working landscaping in Jupiter Island. Yeah. And so it's again, it's those, a lot of those.
The business location decision being more about where the CEO lives.
Right. But why, and it is, and that's another argument, but why do musicians, working musicians in Key West, why do they figure out a way to live there when Publix has to bus their workers in from Florida City for probably not a big difference in pay? Because there's nothing special about that Publix that makes you want to work there even more, either any more than the one in Florida City. It's just that's where the opening is, and maybe it's more money. And so you put up with a lifestyle choice that is your time on a bus versus this extra or bunking up with three other people or whatever. But it's.
So it's, so I actually like to talk more about affordable lifestyles than affordable housing.
Yeah.
And so there's a transportation component to it, but there's also a lifestyle quality component to it. And the idea that not everybody has to live in a 4-bedroom, 3-bath home.
But also the idea that not everybody wants to live in an apartment building in the East, which is where a lot of the affordable housing discussion in Miami is going.
Right.
We got to do missing middle. We got to do this. We got to build more multifamily. And you're going to live in an apartment building, like it or not. No, I want to live in a house. I want a garage. And so it's sort of respecting whatever it is. We've got to respect that everyone has that the lifestyle choice is individual to every person. And what are the opportunities and what are the opportunities for people to be able to achieve that goal? It's not that you're going to provide it for them.
Right. But that also creates an opportunity to fill particular niches within the market, right? So I don't have to have every place that I'm thinking about building appeal to everybody. Now, the banks want me to do that, but I don't have to, because the truth is we know that whether it's safety or parking or unit size, if, for example, I'm in a downtown setting where there's a lot going on, where there's a lot of fun. We know that those 20 somethings will figure it out. To your point about the musicians in Key West, they will figure it out one way or another because they're willing to make those trade-offs, right? Not every part of the marketplace is going to make those trade-offs.
Right.
We have the potential for a lifestyle that a certain portion of the marketplace is going to want and can't find.
Yes.
Anywhere. Yep. Not in this region.
It's like the conversation we had in Lake Park with the site, the 1 acre, the railside site along the rail. Right. And some people view that residential won't work there. Who wants to live next to a railroad? Like, I got 50 townhomes close to where I live that say people will and yes. pay a lot to do it.
Right.
The point is, what I see happen in economic development a lot, especially more on the policy side, yeah. not so much in the practitioner ourselves, okay. even though we can do it too, and we have to be very aware right. of it, is placing our own preferences on the market's preferences. And so this residential, if people didn't want to live next to rail lines, there wouldn't be such thing as a TOD. Right. Just because you don't want to, but just because you wouldn't live next to a rail, and that's fine if you don't want to.
Right.
We're not going to make you. Right. It doesn't mean other people won't. Right. And there are enough of those people that makes the project feasible.
Well, that's going to wrap up the first in this series of three episodes about this conversation that I'm having here in the office with Ken Stapleton. Next time, we're going to continue and go kind of from this places people want to be and these individual preferences really into lifestyle preferences. We're going to talk about affordable lifestyles, remote work, places for people, really the creating places for people and places people want to be. Talking about Miami growing up and how it's not just Latin America anymore. It's still Latin America, and we're going to talk some about that. But we're also going to talk about Miami growing up overall with, again, the things like the Citadel announcement and then a lot of the other relocations to Miami, to West Palm, to Florida that we've seen. So thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Thank you for tuning in to Flareheads. This podcast is dedicated to the entrepreneurs and the small business owners who toil every day to build and grow their dream, and also to those public officials that understand the perspective of those dreamers and who actively support them, understanding the positive impact they have on their community's quality of life. The Flareheads podcast is hosted and executive produced by myself, Kevin Crowder, alongside executive producer and senior editor, Julian Duque. And it is a production of the Businessware Publishing Group. Please connect with us on all social media. You will find us there as Businessware, and you can download our ebook, Governing for Economic Development, from Amazon in English and Spanish. The theme song is Surf Rat, an original composition performed by Miami's heavy metal band McFisty and written by Kevin Crowder and the rest of the band. And a special thanks goes out to our tribe of Flareheads, our team, our clients, our friends, our partners, our family, and the rest of Flarehead Nation for your support and inspiration. Please join us again. Thank you.